Jamie's got his hand up at the back there, so we'll, so Jamie can also.
Yeah, maybe just to put a little bit of bones on sort of what Julian was touching on there. Firstly, I think for the course of good thing, I think it's important that academics and other people get together and look at the causes of public life protests. I listened to Sam stream today, and he's absolutely entitled to it, 100%. I'm no way attacking you or criticising you. But, you know, Charter and that particular section of loyalism, and as Sam openly said today, and the senior members of Charter said on the video, he didn't support the flag protest at the time. Now, I believe that it goes a lot wider than simply antisocial behaviour and other things like that. The flag protest had an undercurrent of a deep political disenchantment within sections of loyalism, especially the younger sections of loyalism. And I understand the point that Sam's trying to make, that nobody wants to go back to the bad old days. That was not the intention. And for many people, peaceful protest and protesting was the only way to have our voices heard in terms of how do we influence the political situation which we disagree with. And I think it's important to make a distinction between somebody who is a political dissenter, such as myself, who is against the peace process. However, that does not mean that I want to go shoot the bomb and kill people, which is an entirely different thing. And I think sometimes, not in this report, but in general, just to make the point that those lines get blurred. And I think that people who are anti-agreement and who are dissenting of the agreement should be accepted as long as they do that in a peaceful and democratic way. To touch on another point, I think it's surprising to hear me say this. Through the protests, I do have issues with a lot of the policing. I'm not going to, because there's ongoing cases that wouldn't want to jeopardise that. However, you know, I recognise that the PS and I had a difficult job to do, and I recognise that they were stuck in the middle of two sides. But all I would say is that in future, the PS and I would need to show clear sort of guidelines and leadership. I think that's something that was touched on. I don't think they purposefully went out to cause confusion, but sadly, the right man was confusion. Just closing, because I'm sure there's a lot of people on the screen, I want to thank the people who put the report together, because there's parts of it I don't agree with, but it's good that academics have taken the time to go out and speak to people and hear people's views, and hopefully it's something else that we build upon in the future. Young loyalists who are against the agreement have a voice, and that voice will be pushed out by sort of people who are more politically pleasing to the establishment. Thank you.
Okay.